My dear brothers and sisters, resurrection hope is the central theme of the scripture readings of this fifth Sunday of Lent. The readings assure us that our faith in Jesus, who is the resurrection and life, promises our own participation in his resurrection and new life. Jesus challenges us to live in a loving relationship with him every day so that we may rise and he may raise us up at our death to inherit eternal life with him. My dear people of God, this promise of Jesus is enforced by the vision of Ezekiel. Hence, reporting his vision in the first reading, Ezekiel bears witness to the reanimation of the dead Israel in preparation for the return of the exiles to the promised land. Through Ezekiel, the Lord God guarantees his chosen people that he will one day bring them back to life in the freedom of the promised land. That even their death will not stop him from carrying out this promise. For he says, Yahweh states, I will open your graves, have you rise from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. So, my dear people of God, this becomes the prototype of the calling out of Lazarus from the tomb in the gospel, and also our hope. St. Paul, in the second reading, assures the early Roman Christians who were facing death by persecution, and each and every one of us surrounded by the culture of death we have in our society today, that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead and who dwells within us will raise our mortal bodies to life on the last day. Paul considers resurrection of Jesus as a reality, the ground of our faith and the basis of our hope of sharing in Jesus' resurrection. Because the indwelling Spirit of God, whom we have received in baptism, will raise us from the grave of the flesh and allows us to live the life of the Spirit. In today's gospel reading, we see a scene which is too common in our society today. People weeping over the death of a loved one. And Jesus is in the heart of this sad scene, for it is his friend who is dead. The message the sister sent to him says, Master, the one you love is ill. But it seems that Jesus came late to the scene. We can notice Martha's sense of disappointment and even anger in her words to Jesus when he finally arrived. She said, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. It is as if she was saying, why aren't you here when we needed you most? Martha and Mary, we are people of faith struggling to understand why the Lord has not come in time to heal their brother when they sent for him. Indeed, my dear people of God, it is a normal human reaction to disappointment, misfortunes, and distress. It comes from a truly broken heart. It is a genuine search for answers to the whys of life. It is a search in the right place and for the right person, the all-powerful God and the creator of all things. It is also a question that many of us have asked many times in our life journey. As people of faith, we too can find ourselves wondering why the Lord does not respond to our call for help with much greater urgency. Sometimes we think he will not come at all. Sometimes we think the Lord is not near. He has no ears to hear. Sometimes we ask, why do our loved one who we have prayed still died? Why does God let them die? In reality, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus' delay in coming to Mary and Martha was an expression of his love for them. It was because he loved them that he delayed. He wanted to show these two sisters and his disciples that God's life-giving power at work through him could not only heal the sick, but also bring life to those who are dead. For he said, this illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And Jesus went on to raise Lazarus from the dead and restore him to his sisters. Dear brothers and sisters, has God come late to your rescue? Do not lose hope. He sees you. Dead or alive, as St. Paul tells us, Jesus loves us as he loved Lazarus. He will surely be there when you least expect him. Is your heart broken for what and for whom you have lost? God knows what it means to you. Did the doctors tell you that your sickness cannot be cured? Is your child misbehaving? Do you have a problem in your family? Do you seek answers to your whys of life? My dear brother or sister, take a break from your grief. Pause and let the Lord speak to you, because he has a message for your broken heart and traumatized body. Yes, God knows, he sees, and he will surely come to your rescue. God is never late. Even if God comes late, by our own human reckoning, he will make all things new in your life, just as he did to Lazarus. If we believe like Martha, he will heal our brokenness and raise us up by the power of the Holy Spirit, as he raised Lazarus today. My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel of today is not all about grieving and blames. It is above all about faith and hope. The key message in this passage is where Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. If anyone comes to me, he will never die. These are the words, my dear people of God, that are most important in today's gospel. Even after raising Lazarus from the dead, the apostles still find it hard to believe these words. It was until Jesus died and rose again that they finally believed them. Jesus is not only a faithful friend, but also a powerful one. He is the one who dried up the Red Sea and made the Israelites pass through it on dry land. He is the one who raised and rained manna for the Israelites to eat for 40 years in the desert. He is the one who raised Lazarus today. Jesus not only has the love of a friend, he also has the power of God within him. He is not only a consigned friend, but also has the care of God. Jesus asked Martha, do you believe this? It is a question that is addressed to each and every one of us. He is asking you and I, do you believe in me? Do you believe that my love for you will never end? That my friendship endures beyond death? The family of Martha and Mary and Lazarus represent each and every one of us. Jesus befriended this family. He befriends us. Later in the Gospel of John, in the setting of the Last Supper, Jesus will say to his disciples, who represent all of us all, "I do not call you servants anymore. I have called you friends." And we often speak of lifelong friendship. The Lord's friendship lasts not just for our earthly lives, but endures into eternal life. His greater and greatest expression of life and friendship towards us was his death on a cross, just as we can see on this altar. As he said in the Last Supper, "No one has greater love than this, to lay one's life for one's friends." Jesus has done that for each and every one of us. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus continuously draws us to himself in love, thereby bringing us to share in his own risen life over which death has no power. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today he continues to call us. As we celebrate this Mass at this season of Lent, Jesus calls each one of us by name. "Come out, Isidore." This is the good news, my dear brothers and sisters. Let us answer him. And this can be the beginning of new life in each and every one of us. Amen.